This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 186 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And earlier this week, I attended the first of the Sydney Instinctive Desires Focus on Business workshops, which was held at Dragon Image in Artarmon. And after we had finished the evening's workshop, Lorna, who is Lee Andrikopoulos' wife, and I went out, grabbed a coffee, and I took the little handheld recorder with me, and we just had a little bit of a chat about, you know, what that evening's workshop was about, but then also about what the rest of the program was about. So, without any further ado, let's go to the coffee shop.
So, I'm sitting in a little coffee shop in North Sydney, talking to Lorna after the first Sydney Focus on Business meetup at Dragon Image. Lorna, thanks for tonight. I had a great time.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. The group had an interesting mix of people who have been in business for some time, but mostly it's aimed at people who are just starting out and aren't sure what their first steps need to be.
It's interesting when you sit down with somebody who understands business and you suddenly realise all the things that you're doing wrong.
We all make mistakes all the time, and that's my what makes it fun, I think. And as soon as you get comfortable in business, something will change and you have to do something differently. For the studios who've been around for the last 10 years, they would have seen an enormous change in the market, and a lot of them are feeling perhaps threatened by the new emerging photographers coming into the market. My focus is about getting people to make their business profitable, to understand that learning to run a business is no different from learning to set an f-stop or calculating exposure. It's a game, there's rules for that game, and once you've got to grips with them, then you can play. And it is changing, and it would be changing whether or not there was a big increase of photographers coming into the market, simply because everything changes. You can't sit and not change in business.
It's certainly a completely different skill set to just being able to handle your camera, isn't it?
I would say it may be a different skill set, but it can be learned in exactly the same way. I was not a natural salesperson. And after spending 4 years in the viewing room, I absolutely loved selling, and no one was more surprised than I was to discover that I could sell. And the reason I could sell was because somebody taught me how to do it.
Yeah. Very tight-knit little group, which was lovely. Kept it very informal and gave everyone the opportunity to have a chat. Do you think we'll see some more people next month?
I'd love there to be more people. This group was actually set up specifically with this purpose in mind, having just done PMA, or the photo entertaining, or what is it, digital entertainment industry show. They change the name every year. See what I mean? Everything changes. People are considering a career in photography, so they don't want to attend a full-day seminar where they learn everything in one hit. They're building up towards establishing themselves in business. So a monthly get-together in a relatively informal environment with an evening time slot, because a lot of people are either working full-time or full-time mothers and they need the partner to be home to look after the kids so they can come out and do the workshop. So the workshop was set up specifically with this group in mind, for people who are considering the move into becoming a photography business. So I'm hoping we'll get more people.
Now, I noticed from the handout that you gave us that this looks to be at like about a 6 or 7 week program. Does that stop people from joining partly the way through the 6 or 7 weeks of the course, or can they just join at any time?
They can join at any time. This is a program that I did run weekly in Melbourne, and I had people who started in the middle of one and then just ran into the next one. So the idea is that it's a regular monthly catch-up, and you can start at any time. It's monthly. not weekly, so you get a little bit more time to do your preparation for the next session. I'm hoping that it will hit the mark.
I think I'm going to need that month to do all my homework that you've set me.
I had a similar reaction in Melbourne where everybody was suddenly like, oh, I need to decide what my USB is and my target market and my, business is about making decisions. And that's one of the first things you need to learn, that you can deliberate and deliberate and deliberate, but eventually you need to just make a decision on that and move on to the next thing. And to acknowledge that they might not all be the best decisions, but making a decision is better than procrastinating. You're nodding vigorously at the word procrastinating, Bruce.
Well, there is that, but there's also the notion of just make a decision, because I was recently, like only a couple of weeks ago, designing new business cards, and I sat down one night at the computer and I felt like I got nowhere, like I was just going round and round in circles, and I couldn't decide on a font, and I couldn't decide on this, and I couldn't decide on that. And then I just went, stuff it, and I went to bed. And I woke up the next day and I went, you know what, I'm micromanaging it way too much. These are things that the average person who looks at my card isn't going to notice or care about. You just need to make a decision and get something off to the printer so that you've actually got a business card to hand out. Because without that, there's no point. You know, all the while it's a file in progress on your hard drive, it's not benefiting your business, you know. So that was what I was nodding my head about.
There are 100 million decisions that need to be made in every business every year, and I too am guilty of spending too much time fine-tuning the wording on my website, when really what people tend to be looking for is very short nuggets of information, and that's something that I've had to really focus myself on. And I have to... The interesting thing I find about the workshops, and I've been running them since the end of last year, is that I'm constantly encountering situations where I have to have a little bit of do what I say and not what I do, because I'm guilty like everyone else of taking too long to make a decision, or my experience in business keeps coming back and back to the fact that simple is best. Try not to be too clever, try not to be too smart, just keep it simple, be absolutely clear about who you are and what you do, and it makes it easy to understand.
I think there's also something to be said for recognizing within yourself when you are too close, and that sometimes you just need to step back, because maybe I'm in a unique position, maybe I'm not, I don't know, but as a guy who produces radio commercials for a living, I see this so often with our clients at the radio station, who will micromanage the way we put their commercial together. And as the audio engineer, I just go, you know what, none of this is going to make one iota of difference to the potential customer who's going to hear this ad on the radio, you know. So I certainly see those disconnects where you kind of just have to go, yeah, I'm too close, I've got to just step back, let go of it, get it out there and let it go and do its job, and we can fine-tune it down the track if it's not doing exactly what it needs to do.
The parallel in photography is the retouching of the image, which I am a big believer in setting a time frame to manage each image. So you've got 10 minutes to do the retouching on each image. Any longer than that, the client needs to pay more for it. I know far too many examples of photographers who will spend hours upon hours working an image and the client has absolutely no concept of what has been done, no appreciation of what's been done, and in actual fact it's done at such a micro level that it really, at the end of the day, possibly doesn't make a difference. For sure, if it's an award print, you want to take that time, because it's going to be assessed by judges who are looking at 101 other photographs that day. For the most part though, people put far too much time and energy into the production of their images when they really need to be focusing on the marketing of the business.
Yeah, and I guess if you've got that situation whereby the client doesn't recognise or understand just how much work went into it, then the longer you spent on it, the more you shot yourself in the foot.
Absolutely. They won't appreciate it. They expect it to look amazing, but you need to set yourself a timeline for how long they have paid you to work on that image. It might seem very crass to go back to the price, but if they've bought an unframed print for $95, you can't really spend any time working that image. If they've bought it as a beautiful 40 by 60 acrylic finished wall portrait, you're justified in spending a little bit more time on working that image because it's going to be bigger and it's going to have been it's going to have cost more. But I think being able to, one of my other theories is that the task will take exactly as long as the time available to do it. When you are busy, you will not have time to spend 3 hours retouching every image. So make sure you cut that time down from the very beginning and don't get comfortable thinking that you can put that amount of work into the product, because without sounding too harsh, I really think that most clients won't appreciate the work that's gone into it. You've got your own standards, but you need to also appreciate that you have an hourly rate that needs to be paid for.
Yeah, and I mean, what, photo retouching would be, what, $150 an hour, I would imagine?
Oh, I think there's a lot of people who would love to be paid $150 an hour for photo retouching. I haven't come across people getting those sorts of rates. I think in everything you do in business, you need to be aware that there's a cost associated with it. And the number one priority for you as the owner, director, chief executive officer of your business is to keep that business financially viable, and you're far more likely to be doing that by working on your marketing or contacting clients, picking up the phone, doing something to generate business rather than retouching an image that has already been paid for, it's already done its job.
It comes back to that old adage of, are you working in the business or on the business, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in working on the business. There are times in every week that you need to allocate to actually looking at the big picture, to take yourself out from that very, very close view that you have as you're getting your job done. And like the marketing, you can never do enough planning, enough big picture and business development, your research and development as to where your business is going, because if you don't know where your business is going, you're not likely to get there.
That's exactly right. All right, Lorna, well, our coffees are here, so we might just wrap this up, and I look forward to talking to you again next month.
Looking forward to seeing you too, Bruce. Thanks, mate.
So there we have it. If you're a Sydney-based photographer, I cannot recommend enough that you mark off the 13th of September in your diary. It's a Tuesday night. Head on down to Dragon Image at Tarman and come along to the next in this series of focusing on business workshops. The next one is all about the business budget and financial marketing management, which obviously is very important for any business. If you're in Melbourne, there is a concurrent series of dates which you can find on the Instinctive Desires website. And if you're neither in Sydney nor Melbourne, can't get along, then certainly check out the Instinctive Desires website and sign up for the newsletter, because Lee and Lorna share a lot of this information through a newsletter for anybody else who can't make it along to these meetups or these workshops. Highly recommend it. All right, that'll do it. Until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.